This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
And good afternoon, everyone. Kind of a colder, blusterier last few days here in the Pacific Northwest, especially right here on the 45th parallel, Hunter.
Well, it is. We got our first little taste of summer, and now we have to roll it back, especially with a weekend like we've got coming up, where we have so many local events going on. Tomorrow is the Steamed Up for Kids up at Powerland, Kaiser Fest with a parade. Kaiser Fest is going on this after, you know, right now. And then, of course, we've also got there's a veterans event down at B-17 Alliance at the Salem Airport. The Awesome 3000 is happening tomorrow. And then there's a couple other sporting events in spring football going on tomorrow. It is a crazy weekend. Weather is actually, I think, really kind of perfect, especially for these sporting events where you don't want to get overly heated.
I agree with you. I mean, 60 degrees, that absolutely is perfect for being out there. You know, if you're a coach, I think it's a little different because you're just standing, or a spectator for that matter. You're getting cold out there. You better bundle up. Yep. You know, bring out the winter gear because the wind is cold. There's no doubt about that.
I always go with the mentality it's easier to wear the layers and peel them off than it is to be sitting out there freezing, wondering how you can get warm.
100%. And, you know, if you've got a bunch of kids, you know, you might want to just take a trek or a trip down to Mercedes Sprinter Van of Salem. Go see Brian or Eli. They've got a lot of savings going on. So I know there's commercials going on right now, but go down, see Eli or Brian for all the details, and they can definitely hook you up because that is the 100% best touring vehicular you can buy.
Well, if you're going to haul a bunch of people around or a bunch of material around or anything else, it definitely, you know, you could figure all these vendors that are out at events, they need to haul stuff around. You figure all these attendees, they got to haul stuff around. I mean, look at me. I'm going, when I go anywhere, it takes a 10-person vehicle to get my family around.
You just throw your family into the back of the KYKN van. I mean,
well, that's just a driving party right there.
Nobody can see it. You know, kids are down low. And
that's right. You got to duck because the back windows, you can
Hunter's
see
always breaking the rules.
Breaking the law.
That's right. Law don't go around here, law dog. Anyways, okay, let's get into some sports action. Man, we divert, but
well,
I guess it is
makes,
Friday.
That's what
I
makes mean, this show fun.
It's good stuff. Well, speaking of possible diversions, the Portland Trailblazers, I mean, there's word that if the political entities up in the Portland area don't help with the renovation of the Moda Center, the new ownership of the Blazers, they may just take the team somewhere else.
So it's been an interesting timeline where you know, the Paul Allen Foundation has now sold the Trailblazers to a new ownership group. The commitment from that ownership group, which is typical when a team is sold, is we're going to keep them in town.
They all say that.
We heard that in Seattle 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, whatever it was when the Sonics moved to Oklahoma. And then shortly thereafter, right around the same time, the NBA brass came and met with the governor of Oregon. And the governor came out and said, we're going to do some renovations on the Moda Center. And the NBA came out and said that, you know, they're only looking at expansion to two cities, Seattle and Vegas, which I sit there in my head and go, those would be the two most logical places for the Blazers to relocate to if they were going to relocate.
Okay. I think, yeah, well, I would think if Oakland had a basketball team that, well, actually they do. The Golden State Warriors used to be in Oakland, I believe, and now they're in Frisco. Don't they play in Frisco now?
So a lot of it is all about location and territory. So Golden State, the Warriors, they control the San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland markets because that's where their fan base is located. So it would be very hard to move a team down there. You know, and likewise, even in LA, you know, these, the LA teams, they control the Clippers and the Lakers. They control that marketplace and other teams would be hard to get in. Vegas is the up and coming. Now they've got the Raiders. They will be having the A's a year from now in Major League Baseball. So basketball is the next logical spot to go. But of course, you know, now we're negating the two most obvious, Seattle and Vegas. And it seems like a lot of people working hard to keep the Blazers in Portland, and then the Portland City Council comes out and says, we don't want to have anything to do with this.
It's typical, isn't it? It really is. So I think that if Portland, if the Trailblazers leave, they're not going to get another sporting venue here ever again professionally. No.
They will have the Fire, the WNBA team. They're what, three games into the season. Well, so there is still the Seattle Storm. The Sonics, you know, their WNBA counterpart has stayed there even though the Sonics moved to Oklahoma City. So they're not necessarily going to go anywhere. Portland is a great women's sports venue. And they will definitely have a massive following there. But yeah, it kind of goes, what do you do? You'll never get an NBA, an NFL, and very unlikely to attract Major League Baseball when you're that sports unfriendly that you have a legacy franchise in the Blazers and you're willing to pretty much sit there and say, yeah, we don't want them.
Well, they just don't. They say they don't want to renovate. And so that's going to be the key factor right there, because if they don't, then that's the ultimatum.
Well, they have to renovate the Moda Center, and then they have to create things and policies that make it business friendly to be located in that area. Because if we see in major cities that build new stadiums or even renovate old ones, it rejuvenates that corridor in the surrounding areas. And Portland seems to not even want that.
Well, then they're going to turn into the next Oakland. I mean, seriously, they are. Because, and that's almost what it is right now. It's not that bad. Oakland's bad. Mm-hmm. So now you've got the Sacramento A's, who's going to be going down to Vegas. And so maybe do you take the Sacramento Kings and take them to Vegas and then move Portland up to Seattle, which would make more sense to me.
Well, so there was, interestingly, the team in Sacramento about 5 years ago was really on the chopping block. New ownership, wanting to change things, wanting renovations in Sacramento. And there was very realism talk of them moving up to Seattle and becoming the Sonics. They able to nix that in the bud by coming through, and we'll see what Portland ends up doing at the last moment. The governor's behind it. She recognizes, you know, to her credit, granted I would prefer a different governor to be the one to actually take this to fruition, but she recognizes the importance of the NBA in Portland.
Well, maybe you'll get your wish. We'll find out in a few months. But anyways, oh, hey, by the way, don't forget to vote.
That's right.
That's coming up on Tuesday, so make sure you get out there and do
another
that.
Big thing to do this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a ton. Yeah, if you've got kids, you know, I think I'm just going to plant myself at home, and I'm not going anywhere, man.
That makes a lot of sense, you know.
My kids are grown. I mean, I don't need to do that stuff anymore.
Well,
grandkids aren't old enough, so yeah, I'm going
to
be sad.
Somebody did have to go to Europe to watch one of their kids play, though.
Well, that's true. we won't mention any names.
Your commute's a lot longer than mine is.
That's right. Yeah, I guess that's true. Things get different. No doubt. All right. Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN. We shall be back after these messages.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Sports Ticket, ladies and gentlemen, on this fine Friday afternoon, early evening. We're still here with you. We're still working. And but pretty soon, I think we're going to be heading out of here. I can almost guarantee that.
I think we can. I think that's a guarantee. So, I mean, we do have Mariners baseball coming up pregame show at 5:30, first pitch at 6:40. So
we've got two options, Hunter. We have either 20% off of our order if we go to Domino's, or we can just go and carry one out for $7.99, three topping large.
Well, there is a Domino's conveniently located near just about anywhere you are. So being at work, we have to go home. We're going to drive past a Domino's, so logically picking up sounds like a real good idea. But at the same time, 20% and having it delivered, there's a little bit of ease of operations there.
I really think it depends on the volume of your order. Yours are always going to be a little bit larger than mine, but I think I can get away with one. So, you know, the pickup option is good for me.
I like how you say a little bit larger, because I think the last time we ordered our Domino's, we had at least four regular pizzas, two dessert pizzas, and like, you know, some other wings and breadsticks. So,
yeah, you get the full gamut, especially when your kids are ordering hungry. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, what do we got right now? What are we covering?
Well, we do have, you know, we can mention it. We're in the NBA playoffs still. I don't know. It just kind of feels like it's dragging long and long. I mean, they all play 7-game series. The NBA no longer does like back-to-back days. They have a day off between every game and a couple of days off on travel days. And so, yeah, like tonight, you know, the Pistons-Cavaliers playoff game is happening right now. Spurs and the Timberwolves are later tonight. And I'm just kind of like, you know, there's some drama within the NBA playoffs, but at the same time, you sit there and go, the Spurs are such a dominant team. I just don't see the Timberwolves standing up, even though they've won two games this series so far.
Yeah, I think it was luckily. I mean, or lucky. You got, was it Wembley? Or that's short for that's whatever short, that is.
Yeah.
That guy's huge, by the way.
Yeah.
But that forearm shiver, he got kicked out of a game a couple games ago. And why he didn't get suspended the last game is beyond me, but that's the NBA. Because I think it's WWF or whatever the heck you want to call it.
Well, it is.
Slash basketball.
It is the NBA where you need your biggest players on the court no matter what they do. Whether it's, you know, LeBron flopping or, you know, bad behavior that gets ejection, but we're not going to, you know, keep you out of any other games.
Okay, so you just mentioned LeBron. So there's always all this drama surrounding LeBron and what's he going to do and where's he going to go and, oh, poor LeBron. I mean, it's so sad he doesn't get another ring this year.
The guy's not going anywhere. If he wants to play, the Lakers have obviously shown that they are more than willing to put their whole franchise in jeopardy and draft his son for no other reason than that's what LeBron wanted. So they're shown they're willing to do whatever it takes for LeBron, even if it means setting their franchise back a decade.
Yeah, it really is surprising, but it is Hollywood and there's drama in Hollywood. I mean, wherever you go down there, it's like Psycho City. So I guess there's a lot of places you could call Psycho City at this point, but I think LA is.
I think we've only mentioned three or four.
I don't even know anymore. But I used to be like a Laker fan back when the Magic, Kareem days, and Worthy and all that. But that's a long time ago. That's like 40 years ago, if you can believe that.
Yeah. Well, and I know a lot of people that were huge Laker fans during the Kobe, Shaq, Phil Jackson era. You know, of course, some of those Magic, you know, Jordan series were just, you know, all-time greats matchups. I mean, I'm just kind of going, the Lakers are a very storied franchise. They will be just fine at the end of the day. But as long as LeBron is there and LeBron gets what LeBron wants, they're going to be LeBron's Lakers.
Yeah, and that's not good for a world championship.
Well, and he has every ability to do exactly what Aaron Rodgers does year after year and sit there and say, well, I'm not sure if I'm coming back. Oh, okay, I'm just going to come back.
Well, I think there's more dollars that get thrown his way just so he does come back, because I think he puts fans in the seats. And so there's something to be said for that. I mean, that's his.
He's the greatest player of his generation. Okay.
You know,
I won't say the
greatest
player of all time. And I know a lot of people try and make that argument. And I'm going, even some of the biggest critics in the, you know, they'll sit there and put him at like 6 or 7 on that list. He is the greatest player of his generation. I'll give him that credit. But at the same time, you see his mentality and you see the way he acts and you kind of go, what a turnoff to, you know, you're supposed to be this uber competitor and yet you flop on phantom fouls and then kick and scream when you don't get a call.
Yeah, he's a big baby. But, you know, when you've been entitled to getting those fouls, you know, for your entire career, I mean, really, is he wrong in the way his antics and the way he acts on the court?
Well, it's just like any, you know, spoiled brat. However they feel like acting, they act that way and nothing's going to change it.
And you know what? There's a lot of them out there these days. And so there's a lot of things out there. But sports is kind of our one thing that we don't want to have to deal with, the drama and all the political, everything.
Yep.
That's the getaway.
It's supposed to be the escape.
Yeah. That's a better word. Escape. Escape room, escape arena.
But the politics and everything that is intertwined through the NBA is one reason we don't talk a whole lot about it on this show, because we want the escape. And unfortunately, you know, 50% of the time when we're talking NBA, we're having to include some political aspect, aka Moda Center, into those conversations.
It's weird how that happens, how a city has to get involved to help out a professional ball team. That seems a little weird to me, too.
That's a full show. I mean, there are so many elements of that part.
You know, if you're an owner, take ownership.
Yep.
Don't expect the people to pay for your stuff and you get rich. I mean, but that's our system. Congratulations. We live in it.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I see both sides of that argument. Like I said, that is a full hour-long show. We just don't have time to cover it, because growing up in Seattle, seeing the Kingdome to the, you know, Safeco to T-Mobile evolution, the Seahawks Stadium evolution, and the evolution of what the Sonics went through between Seattle Center Arena to Key Arena to leaving town, I have a lot of opinions on how that all works and the ways things go. So, yeah, we need to shelve this conversation for down the road.
We probably do. Okay, we're going to get out to a break. The bottom of this segment is being brought to you by Color Tile of Salem. He's got the gold sale going on right now. If you want to find out what gold means, head on down to Color Tile and save some cash. All right, we'll be back right for this.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
Here we are. Welcome back to the studio, KYKN. This segment being brought to you by Bowen Vine Burger Bar down there on South Commercial Street. Best burger, in my opinion, in Salem.
Now, that's another place that would be wonderful to stop at on the way home. Probably even get comfy, sit down, enjoy, listen to the Mariners game on the radio, enjoy a good burger. Of course, Mariners are coming up at 5:30 with the pregame show, 6:40 with the first pitch. San Diego Padres are in town, and we actually had a little fun this week. We did our first giveaway for Mariners tickets of the season.
Who won those, by the way?
A guy named Philip won those.
Philip
won them.
Congratulations, Philip. Those are good seats, too. We give away good seats.
Yeah, we give away the good stuff.
It's field level, and they're awesome. I've been there. I've seen it.
All right. So we will be giving away more as the season progresses. You know, literally bookmark, keep an eye on the KYKN.com or KYKN Facebook page, because that's where we're giving them away from. So definitely stay listening, stay vigilant, and keep an eye on Facebook for the next Mariners giveaway.
You know, Hunter, this is a really key series, I believe, right now. I mean, both of these teams are in the hunt for the lead in their respective divisions. I mean, the Padres are half a game behind the Dodgers, and Seattle is, a game behind the Athletics.
Oh,
and
Sacramento.
Sacramento. The almighty S, Sacramento A's. But that's going to change next year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that stadium being built. Did I say that last week?
No.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, you did. When you were down there in Vegas, you just got to see the progress. And
everything is like right there. I mean, they have done it right down there. Even though I can't stand the city, the sports side of things down there it's pretty stinking cool. They've done a good job with that. But back to this series, San Diego has been hot, and they've kind of cooled off a little bit, and Seattle is just trying to get hot because they haven't been all season, just one game under 500, which I think is a testament. Plus, Cal Raleigh is really, really struggling with only 7 home runs this year. Plus, he was out with kind of a strained side. Yep,
they've actually put him on the 10-day disabled list so they can bring in a backup catcher for the time being. And that's the thing is this is Major League Baseball. You're going to struggle with some injuries, some things that put players out. You really need other guys to step up around them and make that difference. But again, the Mariners are kind of replicating the rest of the American League. Besides Tampa Bay and New York, who are, you know, dominating so far this season, the rest of the American League is average baseball right now.
Yeah, it is interesting how that's set up, because the Mariners did take 2 out of 3 against the Atlanta Braves. I believe was it 2 weekends ago?
Yeah,
and again, Atlanta with the best record coming into Seattle, and they won the series. So it's hard to know really right now. I mean, everybody's just vying for position, and you're just trying to figure it out. There's been a lot of trades, obviously, in the offseason, so I think everybody's trying to figure out their positions and what their role is. So I think that's the same really for the Mariners.
Yeah.
But I got to say, Donovan, Brendan Donovan, he came in. Where was he from?
St. Louis.
So this kid's playing unbelievable right now.
Thank goodness they picked him up, because the other part of that is the rest of the offense. You know, you had your 3 key hitters, Arozarena, Raleigh, and their first baseman Naylor, all played in the World Baseball Classic and all started the season super slow. Donnelly kind of carried the team for a period of time, and Randy's back up. He's now hitting just over 300. So he's recovering and doing well right now.
Raley's actually playing very well too. His bat's been on fire.
Yeah,
so
10 home runs on the season. So he's doing well. So their guys are starting to pick it up. Now we just need to find that consistency and hopefully go on a nice winning streak soon.
Yeah, and the pitching hasn't been up to par either. So, I mean, if they just need to get things going. And typically this is how the Mariners, they always start slow, except for last year. So I think this year is just indicative of what's been happening with them in the past. So I expect them, after the 4th of July break, to really start pouring things on and making a move.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of making a move, we probably got to get out and turn this thing over to the Mariners.
Let's do it. All right, Rick Riz, take it away. Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN. where Salem is listening.